This is the Harrogate Family Law Show. Thank you for listening on Stray FM. I'm joined in the studio. My name's James. I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Meehan from Harrogate Family Law. And we're looking at settlements, valuations in divorce. So here's an interesting question. How do you negotiate a fair deal on a divorce?
Once you've got a clear picture of what your spouse's assets and income are, and we're happy that they've disclosed everything they should disclose to us and the assets have been valued fairly, then it's time to look to negotiate to ensure that you get the financial settlement that you deserve.
Now, this is quite staggering. 95% of your cases settle out of court. So is that from the hard work that you're doing at Harrogate Family Law to help with this?
Yeah, I mean, we're professional negotiators and we're committed to resolving cases by negotiation. And because we're so skilled at it, approximately 95% of our cases settle without the need for any court proceedings.
Which is brilliant. So what are some of the tips that you would give out then when you're trying to negotiate?
Well, I think one of the key ones, James, is to know really what the best case and the worst case outcomes are likely to be for you. So a good divorce solicitor will have the skills and the knowledge and the experience to advise you on what the parameters are and what your case's strengths and weaknesses are, and also what your spouse's strengths and weak points are, so that you can really go into negotiations armed with a full understanding of how strong your negotiating position is.
How important is it that you are very careful about negotiating with, say, your spouse directly?
Well, I think that can be dangerous in a number of respects. Very often we get people who say they've been given a 50-50 split with their spouse and they've negotiated it. But often when you actually scratch beneath the surface, it transpires that they've actually had rings run around them because that their spouse is obviously used to negotiating settlements and business deals and so on, whereas they may not be.
How about if a divorce involves pensions, properties, business interests? How can that affect it as well?
Well, I think one of the key things here, James, is to be sure before you actually agree something what the possible side effects of an agreement are. So, for example, if there's a business or property, then there might be tax issues involved or other legal complications or investment issues that you really need to be aware of before you agree to any deal.
Top advice there. This is the Harrogate Family Law Show with Andrew Meehan in the studio with me, James. And coming up, we're going to be asking how to make sure, or we're going to be looking at how to make sure you don't make costly mistakes when you're going through a divorce.